Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's Pit Season, what a time to be alive. Pit Season, couple of regular guys. It's Pit Season, go have yourself a laugh. It's Pit Season, ha 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 ha.
Welcome to Bit Season, episode 152. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
It is a game day, a burgundy and gold game day here on The Fan.
Hey, thank you for putting those rejoiners in for me, so I didn't have to do it by hand this morning.
It sounded good.
Thank you. Thank you,
Busy day here at the radio station, a lot going on, and of course it's going to be a long evening, but if we want to give at least bring you a partial episode of Bit Season, as much as we can here. Yeah. You know, a lot of fun stuff happening on the show, yeah. A lot of sexy stuff happening on the show today, Valdez.
Yes, before we get to Patricia de Lima, who is a co-host on El Zol. She kind of stole the show today. We got to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. I could use one right now. Drabby's got his out. He's getting ready
always
to pound.
Prepared.
He's getting ready to pound his. I wish you would have got me one. I know I'm going to have one before the game tonight so I can stay up. You can get a 12-ounce can or you get the 2-ounce energy shot. Get some today. Don'tSleepEnergy.com and use the code BITTIES to save 10% on every order. And don't forget, Don't Sleep makes you great. Hey, speaking of drinks, Drabby, you have been teasing me all week long about this signature cocktail that you have that's a secret family recipe. It's actually named for a cousin or an aunt living in South Carolina. And I don't know what it is, but you're raving about it to me.
Well, here's the thing. You can't just put me on the spot here to start the show and expect me to tell you the recipe.
I've been waiting. I've been waiting?
I know. I mean, geez, my seat's not even warm yet. I don't think I can do that, but I can tease you even more.
Okay.
I think the original idea was I was like, here's what happened. I was thinking about how did I start thinking about this recipe? I don't remember.
Were you making them this weekend or something like that? Or
no,
or
because it's honestly it's a summery drink, so it's not really even fitting right now. I don't even. I guess I was thinking about my family and something about home.
Yeah,
but I think like the Cahills have a phenomenal cocktail.
Okay.
All right. It's part of our legacy.
Okay, it's a legacy drink.
And no, it's not. I told you that it's supposed to be a secret, but somehow, like an extended family member got it, like, by marriage. So not even our blood. In fact, it's
that actually tarnishes it.
It's actually upsetting.
It's like Game of Thrones, where all of a sudden it's incestual because you don't want to contaminate bloodstreams.
But I grew up having this drink, and when I was a kid, my parents would always make it without
the virgin kind.
The virgin mocktail.
Uh-huh.
And it always tasted similar to me. And then, of course, once I turned 21 and not a day earlier, Valdez, I was able to...
That's how you celebrated as a family?
Yes.
They gave you the real one?
They gave me the real deal. But no, it's somebody, a family member by marriage, down the line somewhere, removed, I don't even know, told someone in South Carolina about this drink, and then a bar... in a little town called Newberry, South Carolina, started making it.
Okay.
And in fact, they didn't even call it by its name. And it has a great name, but I can't even tell you the name because it will probably give it away.
I mean, you are just, well, you're teasing me. Not stop.
They called it the Cahill in South Carolina.
Okay. I'm willing to call it the Cahill.
No, I don't like that name. The original name's even better. But it's interesting about this drink. I don't think... I Googled it. I've Googled the ingredient. I don't see anybody else making this drink.
You're one of one.
I think now there are things similar, of course, I haven't seen anything with
using these special ingredients. Specific ones.
Yes.
It's not on a recipe card out there or anything.
And here's what I'd be willing to do. I think Sup Dogs needs to be selling this drink.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what? I guarantee you thought about this drink because we were talking about Parents' Weekend and everything.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
And then I brought up Sup Dogs and how parents go ham at Sup Dogs on Parents' Weekend. And then all of a sudden you were thinking about Sups, and then you were thinking about Sup Swirls and Sup Crushes, and then you were thinking about the Cahill drink.
Now, look, Brett, I'm sure, gets inundated all the time by idiots.
Yeah, hand up.
Okay, well, you've done this bit before.
I've done this bit before.
Where did you suggest Brett to carry at Sup Dogs?
I told Brett that he should be serving spaghettis.
Oh, spaghettis.
Yes.
All right, and what's in a spaghetti? I've heard of that, but I don't know.
A spaghetti is a Miller High Life bottle with Aperol at the top.
So, what is Aperol?
It's like a red, sweet liqueur type thing.
That's a horrible college kids don't drink liqueur. That's a bad read by you.
All right, whatever.
That's my blank. Brett had the same one.
Well, they do, at Sups, they do loaded Coronas, where they have like a shot of tequila.
That's a little different, but.
It's a summary drink. All right, I get it. I failed. It's not
You
happening.
Took your shot.
I shot my shot and got
now,
rejected.
Now, will you be insulted if I pass my recipe on to Brett and he puts this on the menu?
I will be a little bit insulted, but if it's as good as you say, then I completely understand.
Now, look, the problem is Brett only has like a few cocktails, I believe, on his menu. You got the Crush, right?
Yes.
The Grapefruit Crush.
Yes. I think he's also doing Watermelon Crushes and Cherry Limeade Crushes.
And then he's got the Sup Swirl. That's the only ones that I know of. I'm sure there's
like
something
like signature cocktails.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Now, does Sup Dogs have a blender? I guess you would need it for the Sup Swirl. Yeah,
they have a machine.
All right.
So this is a frozen drink.
Yes, it's frozen.
Okay, I'm putting all the pieces together.
It's frozen.
All right. And obviously, you need a blender.
And it fits in perfectly with the Crush Vodka line. This is why. Okay, this has Sups written all over it.
Okay, I like how you're
I can't
it.
Tell you any more information.
If Brett's listening right now, Brad is basically teasing you. You're teasing him by incorporating the Crush Vodka brand.
Am I titillating Brett a little bit?
A little bit. He's on the edge of his seat.
And plus, it's more of like a spring summery. I think drink.
All right, let me ask you a question before you do your big reveal.
No, hold on. There's no big reveal. I can't tell you what's in this thing.
You have to.
No. It's like in a vault. Maybe next week or...
Hold on. So how are you going to give it to Brett? So you're never going to give it to Brett.
No, I will. I need to gauge his interest first. All right.
Okay.
If I don't hear from Brett in a group text or anything, then I know he's not interested. Because I don't want to annoy him like everyone else does and say they have a great drink.
Okay.
But if he's interested, I
think you're doing a very good sell job right now.
Well, here's what if Brett is interested, what I will then do is I will let you have the first sample. And if you approve of it,
okay,
and you know Brett better than me, and you give your stamp of approval, So then you, yeah, we will send it off to Brett.
You want my endorsement.
Yeah.
If Brett's interested, he's waiting on my endorsement. And if I endorse it, then...
Here,
All right. So it's a frozen drink.
A frozen drink. Yeah. Vodka.
It's a vodka-based frozen drink.
Yeah, and there's a fruit in there.
All right, okay.
I'm going to tell you. And it's got a very... This is also why I thought of Brett. It's got a very sexy name.
Whoa.
All right. That's why I don't like the name Cahill. That's terrible. Plus, that wouldn't make any sense. But it's got a very sexy name.
What's the name? Well, yeah, hold on.
I can't tell you because
What's it begin with?
I can't tell you. You'll start putting the pieces together.
You think I'm that much of a sleuth?
Yeah. And I don't want the listeners finding some Google page that I haven't found yet in case it's out there.
And you're not going to tell me what we tell
know,
me.
I'm going to make it for you in the next week or two.
Okay.
All right. So you just got to stay in the saddle. It's coming. Okay. All right. When I have time, I'll make it for you. And then we'll pass
tell,
it on
can
to
you
Brett.
Tell I've been thinking about it ever now, since you mentioned it to me.
I know. I appreciate that. By the way, my voice sounds good today. I don't know what's... I sound sexy. Speaking of sexy, I don't know what else. Might be the headphones I'm wearing.
Might be the cocktail that you're talking about. You're feeling energized.
Two things. Do you think...
Hold on.
Yeah.
Are you willing to sell him the rest, or this is just you're giving it to him?
Well, Brett's done a lot for me over the years, but if I got $1 million idea, can I really just give it away? Like, what happens if I blow his dick off? Okay?
Like, it's like a flaming Homer.
Yeah. Like, I just blow him away, and he goes, oh, my God, this is perfect for something.
It tastes like sex in my mouth.
Girls, the other thing.
Is it a girl?
It's a girl. The women in the family love it more so than the men.
I mean, Brett is going to be all in there. All right. So it's fruity. You're telling me it's fruity. Can guys enjoy it?
Yeah. My dad drinks them all the time.
Okay. Like you don't, like if you're getting,
I feel no shame.
Like it's,
but the
it's
women
weird.
Are going for seconds and thirds. Okay. And then
it's weird,
you know,
if like a
grass.
Guy orders like a sex on the beach, right?
A
guy wouldn't feel emasculated.
Brett always says the guys are going to order whatever the girls get.
Yeah.
All right.
I know. You tell people out there, they can tell we get all of our business acumen from Brett.
I'm not even saying you got to put it on the menu. Maybe it's a seasonal paper print off or something, whatever they do, you know, April or something before this.
Hey, what? All right, let me ask you. Seasonal. All right. Let me titillate
you. I don't know the season for this fruit.
Let me titillate you even more.
Well, it's not. It's.
All right, so Supps has their bar, I think it's called the Boneyard, in ECU Stadium. What if your drink all of a sudden takes off, and you know how they do crushes in ECU Stadium? What if all of a sudden...
Scott Van Pelt's doing a special.
Doing
on
like
my,
a special on your drink.
I know. I think it has this kind of potential.
Or it's like a Thursday night game, okay? And then you tell your parents to tune in all the way in Washington, and they tune in to ESPN and ECU.
Press package.
And ECU is playing, who is ECU? USF.
Yep.
All right? And then, boom, in the stands, you see a smoking hottie drinking the Cahill. Like, would that make your parents happy?
Look, Ma, I made it. I think they would, of course, because this is recipe's too good to keep secret in Spokane, Washington, on our street. I think my grandfather claims he invented it, but I don't know. That's why I haven't found it anywhere.
Is the secret ingredient children's cough syrup?
No, but I will say this: it's not a top. Top fruit.
Oh, okay. Right? Okay.
It's not like.
Is it a berry?
I know. I'm not giving any more. And not any more clues. But it's not like a.
See what you have to. Think.
It's not an orange.
I know.
Or it's not an apple.
I know what it is.
No, you don't. Even if you know what it is, wouldn't be able to put all the ingredients together.
I know what the secret ingredient is.
Mm.
I don't know if I should say it because it might upset you.
Well, if it is, we'll bleep it out.
All right. People don't understand how observant I am, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember stuff Drab says all the time. And Drab always tells me about growing up in Washington, all right? Okay? And how he used to have rhubarb pies.
Look at his face. Look at his face. Do I got to believe that?
First of all, I believe a rhubarb is a, isn't it a root? Isn't it a vegetable?
I don't know.
It's not a rhubarb, but that's funny. I have eaten plenty of rhubarb pies in my life.
You think I'm not observing?
You are. That's a good guess. But it's not a, it's not a rhubarb cocktail. It makes me laugh.
What? All right. What about, can I have one more stab?
Sure. Yeah.
Washington, known for their apples. Is apple involved?
No.
All right, then I don't know. Yeah, I'm out of guesses.
All right.
I just blew your dick
off.
All right,
here's the thing. It's not available anywhere else. No one else is drinking these.
Okay.
Girls love them. It's got a sexy name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
I've never heard panty voice for a cocktail before.
Well, they're going to be dropping panties after they have a few of these. Also, I need to know one thing. Did Brett, is the orange crust recipe, did Brett get that recipe from someone, or did he come up with it as on his own?
No, the orange crush was invented at Harborside Dock Bar in Ocean City, Maryland.
I know, but is everyone making the same orange crush out there?
No.
I assume Supps has something a little special about it.
It depends on how much fresh squeezed OJ where you get your oranges from, mm-hmm. if you're using Sprite or Mellow Yellow.
All right, so all of them taste a little different.
If you're using orange vodka or regular vodka, triple sec, that you have to have a refined crush palate.
Once Brett gets this recipe, they're going to hang another banner. Yeah, it's up, dogs. All right.
Okay.
That's how confident
I am. Barstool Nate's going to do a write-up on your recipe.
He might. No, probably not Nate. Someone else at Barstool might. That's it. But I will, in the next few weeks,
I'm excited.
I'll whip it up for you.
I'm excited.
Before the show or during the break, I'll go make it.
Don't remind me. It's just, you're going to have to surprise me. All of a sudden you bring in the stuff and you go, hey, Matt, today's the day.
I got to start working on it too.
Right. I want you perfecting it before you give it to me.
I've only made it once or twice in my life, but usually the women make it. Just how it goes in our house.
Does your wife make it or
no? Like I only have it when I go home.
Do you know the exact recipe in your head?
I have it written down.
Oh,
I had to confirm with my sources. All right.
Okay.
That's enough.
I know.
One last thing. What do I get out of this? Say I blow them away, right? Do I just give this away? Do I give it to Brett?
What if you made 10 cents on every drink?
I was thinking a dollar. Okay. Or 1%, like 1% or whatever of every sale over that.
It's very Shark Tank of you negotiating for percentages. You want royalties? Mr. Wonderful.
If it's not available anywhere else, and if there's, maybe I do. Or maybe I'll give it away. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like Brett.
Drab is a big Mark Cuban fan, so.
Yeah. All right. That's it.
Okay.
A couple weeks,
right,
maybe
good.
Next week I'll
spring it. Good sell. You know how many people are going to be messaging you?
Asking. Oh, guessing? Yeah.
Yes.
Valdez, I know we got a lot to get into. Speaking of things we do on this show and tantalizing each other.
Okay.
Were you tantalized by my 90s party on Saturday?
It's one of the only things I could think about was
all weekend long.
No. Was trying to figure out a way or an excuse to go to a roller rink now.
I need
someone to have a party at a roller rink.
Speaking of million-dollar ideas, that was a million-dollar idea or a great idea. If you missed the show on Monday, briefly, I got a chance to talk about. I also like dropping these things every once in a while. Like you, Valdez, you got to let everyone know what you're doing before you do it at all times. 2 months out. Hey, guys, I'm running a marathon, Ocean City. Meet me at the Sky Bar afterwards.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
like,
right.
No, I just like dropping the Instagram stories at 11 p.m. on a Saturday night that I'm at a 90s party at the Roll Arena.
Hey, was it a costume 90s party or?
Well,
you were dressed up as something.
I was dressed up as Billy Hoyle from White Men Can't Jump.
Great costume.
Thank you. I got a lot of compliments on it, but I would say altogether there were about, I know it maybe didn't look like it if you saw the video, but throughout the evening, probably 50 people total, which is a good number for a party.
Yeah, that's a lot of friends.
I would say there were probably 10 costumes that I saw. I mean, other people, most people were wearing like flannel or like some sort of zigzag 90s hat or something like that. But yeah, probably 10 costumes total. Like, there was a guy wearing a Be Kind, Please Rewind t-shirt. Okay. There was...
Hey, you know what would have been a hot... That would have been a hot outfit. Is if you dressed up as a Blockbuster guy.
I know. That would have been great.
That would have been great.
There were a couple girls, each wearing different eras of Britney.
Okay.
All right.
All right, schoolgirl Britney.
The schoolgirl with the gray sweater and the skirt, the toxic Britney, the red leather Britney.
quite the party. Gee.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, what else was there?
Were there leotards?
That's more 80s, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
A lot of flannel.
That's kind of nubs. That's the easy way out.
There were more costumes. I'm in trouble remembering.
Hey, besides the party, like the dress up itself.
Yeah.
Was the rink, the roller rink, like stuck in the 90s?
Yes.
It was just.
Frozen in time. It looked like there was an apocalypse, a nuclear bomb that went off in 1993, and they just turned the lights on the last week.
where is this place?
In Manassas. I didn't know there were any roller rinks left. I always call them roller arenas, by the way, so if I say that, that's just the name of the one from my hometown. It was called the roller arena.
Ours was Pasadena Skating Rink.
Oh, that stinks. That's not a good name. But what I liked about this place, Valdez, it was exactly this. It almost looked exactly as the same as the one that I went to growing up.
Did you have the styrofoam cups that were like orange and turquoise?
No.
But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Look at this. Look at this carpet, by the way, from that place. Tell me that doesn't scream 1993. Whoa.
That does.
There were a couple guys in starter jackets.
Oh, that's a great costume.
Yeah, that was a good job. Here is what.
Just so many colors on the wall, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
we always say the 90s were the greatest generation. Going through that night again and just with people like from age 35 to early 40s. It really was.
Was everyone like?
I know everyone thinks
reverting back to like, their 90s.
What are these late 20 somethings or early 30 people like? What was so great about the 2000s? Like, what are they talking about for their nostalgia? Like throwback hats and throwback jerseys.
I don't know.
You know,
the baggy tees,
baggy like that's just there's nothing. And I was young. You were young during that time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
There's just nothing pops to me about the early 2000s that is phenomenal. I mean, maybe like SpongeBob or Rugrats or something.
Flip phones.
I don't know. But the 90s just had so much
aura.
Aura and color.
Yeah.
Like the color
was hot.
Yeah.
Just play 90s music the
yes,
entire time?
Yes, yes, yes. Right. They play not all grunge either, though, but they were
that's
playing.
Good.
I told
good.
You, the song, Big Pimpin', a lot of Britney.
Did you
get knocked down.
Chumbawamba.
Get up again.
did you do the limbo?
There was no limbo, but I was talking about the limbo the whole time. Like, we need to do the limbo, but.
You know what you should have done?
What?
You should have taken your belt.
Yeah.
Take your belt off.
My braided belt?
Your braided belt off. All right. Uh-huh. Then you have someone else hold the other end of your belt, and you should have just brought out the limbo there.
I should have done that.
Like, that would have got the crowd rocking.
That would have, yeah. Here's what was interesting. It didn't start till 10:30, and I thought I would have been asleep, but... The excitement was like rushing through my body that 12:30 at night, it felt like it was 7 p.m. still. It was just a good time.
Good.
Great idea. And I encourage anyone to have like a private party, like just surprise people with that. Like, or you know what I mean? Like,
is there any chance that we can do a bit season remote or live broadcast from the roller
rink? You know what? New Year's Eve.
Hey, New Year's at the roller rink would be electric.
Midnight.
Dude.
Just take a big sip of my sleep here. Here's what got me going. Midnight, New Year's Eve, just reminded me of this. The big kiss. I had two different guys tell me that night that they had very distinct core memories about their relationship with girls at the roller rink.
Of course.
One guy who I liked a lot, I forget his name, Adam, told me that he got his first girlfriend. He said, "You see that seat over there, that bench? That's where I asked my first girlfriend out."
Wow.
And I got that exact one. And he goes, "Yes."
Rushing, the memory just rushing through him.
And he goes,
how did his wife feel?
She wasn't around. Oh. She was skating. He goes, "You see that bathroom over there?" And I go, "Yeah." No. He goes, "I went in there and three times before I asked her out. I was so nervous."
That's so funny.
Do you have any memories, great memories from the roller rink? Now, I was never a great skater, but there was something about, like,
I could skate. I wasn't, I'm not some savant on roller skates, but of course, my core roller rink memory is, did you guys ever do this when you're at the rink? They'd make all the guys line up on the wall. Mm-hmm. All right. And then the girls would skate around in a circle. All right. And then as you would go past the guys, they would just kind of eye you up while the guys were on the wall. The guys weren't allowed
to have a vibe.
You weren't allowed to leave the wall. So you had to have a hand on the wall, or you had to lean up against the wall. No guys were allowed on the rink, only women. And so they would circle around the rink, and they would have a pat. They would do a pass, and they would look you over. All right. And they would come back around again.
Just a couple skate?
They would look you over. And the ladies, in order for the guy to skate, the lady had to select.
Yeah, that's hot. I like that.
So the lady had to select you. Mm. All right. And I was on the wall. And I had my.
You're putting out a vibe.
I had my amazing.
Were you shifting your skates back and forth, doing a little dance?
No, I had a great hat.
Oh, really? You had a hat on.
I had a great hat.
Mm, a party hat.
No, this was in the the throes of Space Jam. Okay. And my hat had Bugs Bunny dunking, and it said Hair Jordan.
Okay. Bet you the girls love that.
I don't know. It was a great hat. Mm. And then Stephanie Belt. All right. She also rode my bus. And I always had a little crush on her.
Oh, by the way, I have an update about one of your previous crushes.
Okay.
Yeah, after the storm. Remind me.
All right. So she selected me, and I was a little schoolboy when she did that. I was so psyched. All right. She held my sweaty hand as we skated in a circle. All right. Mm. And then we didn't kiss, but we had a vibe. We had a moment. And then, the Monday after the weekend, she ignored me on the bus.
That's the way it's supposed to be in middle school. You have a moment, and then you awkwardness, and you don't talk to each other.
That's exactly what happened.
Where are middle schoolers now? What do young people, where are their innocent memories being made?
I don't know. It's not the mall, because there are no malls.
It's not the mall. We had the mall. We had the roller rink.
We had the playground.
They still have playgrounds, but... Well, you weren't really on a playground. I'm talking middle school, sixth, eighth
grade.
You
would hang out. You would hang out at the playground.
You wouldn't be
like on the swing, but you would hang out.
The mall, for sure.
Mom, can you drop me off?
Movie theater, mall, kind of the same. Roller rink. Bowling alley? I was a big bowling alley.
Bowling alley was a good one.
We went to the bowling alley a lot during school for PE. I don't remember, because it was right next to the school. So a couple times a year, we would go over there and bowl for $1.
Interesting.
Open lunch, by the way. Open campus, what do they call that?
Open campus.
Yeah, we'd go there for lunch, too.
Nothing like getting a piece of pizza at the bowl.
I don't know. I don't know where these kids hang out nowadays. One of these parents around my age can probably tell me, who has middle school kids.
When you're older, you would be in the McDonald's parking lot or the Wendy's parking lot.
Is that once you could drive?
Yeah, once you could drive, right, or at least get a ride.
There's just something so innocent about the movie or at the roller rink. Oh, did you guys play the Hokey Pokey?
Of course.
Right? Yeah.
Yes,
you
of
put
course.
Your left foot
you put your left skate it, out. Yeah, yeah, left you skate out.
We did the Hokey Pokey. Of course, we did the Limbo. I love the Limbo song. And there was always a game where, like, different lights, you know, like you had to stop under a light. Like there was a red light, a blue light, and a green light, and you had to skate around and stop. I remember that.
Like a Simon Says type thing.
Oh, we played Simon Says. And then, of course, a couple skate.
Couple skate was big.
Yeah. And then, but I was, you know, I don't think I had I don't have any girl memories at the roller rink like most guys.
I think that's
me and the bros.
Yeah, we're loser.
Clearly, I wasn't picked on the guy. Yeah,
now I know who was on the wall nonstop. You.
I do remember. All right. Speaking of one of your crushes.
All right.
I got an update.
Oh, boy.
Now, either you're holding out on me or you didn't know this.
Okay.
And I'm guessing you've been holding out on me.
All right.
I need you to confirm this.
Okay.
Let me find a picture. All right, Valdez, I want to show you an Instagram profile.
All right, this is very Jerry Springer of you.
It kind of is. Look at this. Someone dropped this in my DM. Is that your girl from the Maryland dance team?
What's her name? What?
Is your crush married to Will Compton?
No way. What?
I believe that's your girl.
She looks very similar.
I mean, that's her name. What is her name? Charo.
Yeah, that's her.
She married an NFL star, and you thought you had a shot with her.
Hey, who sent you this?
I don't, a very astute listener. I don't know. I'd have to look at my DM.
He has. I mean, his search game is. On point. Or he's a huge bussin' with the boys.
He might be a big bussin' with the boys guy.
He's got to be a bussin' with the boys guy.
Oh. There's all kinds of pictures of her.
Yes. I'm trying to see how far back it goes. Like, does she
and
have
you don't
any...
need to say anything. She doesn't even know who Valdez is.
I know she doesn't.
You're right. Don't harass that poor
woman. I'm not going to harass her.
Not you, the listeners.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that, please. I'm begging you not to do that. Don't make me sound like an idiot. I'm trying to see how far back this goes and see if she has any...
She was probably dating him while he was in D.C., right? I mean, he went to Nebraska. He came out. I mean, she was in Maryland.
When was
Will Compton probably, I don't know how old
he was. When was he a Redskin?
Will Compton is the same age as you. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. She was probably working at a club or something or just out of college. And that's when they met. They've probably been dating over 10 years.
All right. Will you say I have an eye for talent?
Hey, you do have an eye for talent. I'll give you that. But she didn't even know you existed.
Of course.
And you thought you were going to throw your phone number to her.
I know. She has NFL stars lusting after her.
It's tough to find a picture of her because she's pregnant a lot. I mean, how many kids do they have?
I mean, it's like Squints and Sandlot with Wendy Peppercorn. They had 20 kids together.
Yeah.
That's what Will Compton
That's doing. Your girl. Somebody sent that to me. I was laughing last night when I saw that.
I need to know who sent that to you.
It was just a rando guy.
I know. Why didn't he send it to me?
I think he wanted me to do exactly what I just okay. did.
You know what? Surprise
you on the show.
Our biddies have good radio instincts.
Brian B.
No, good job.
Not
Brian.
Sure if you caught wind of this yet, but the UMD dance team girl that Valdez keeps fawning over is married to, then he goes, .. Will Compton. We are Facebook friends from college, and I randomly saw that one day. You got to call him out since he keeps bringing her up. Extra points if you get Will to call in. All right, let's go to the phone.
Oh, that's a great bit.
Good instincts, Brian.
Yeah. You know, junior producer for the day, Brian.
Yeah, good job, Brian.
Good job, Brian. Hey, speaking of radio instincts, I want to talk about Patricia De Lima on with the Junks and how she stole the show when we come back. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break. Don't sleep for me. And then we'll talk about Patricia and EB's dirty mind.
All right. We'll be right back.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 152. We tease going into break the... Was that Patricia's first time on with the Junkies?
No, I feel like she's been on before. One other time, but I don't remember what for. Chepe's been on numerous times.
Right.
Karina a few times as far as the other morning talent around here.
But
PGC crew, I don't think has ever been on, at least not in the last 10 years.
But this is Patricia's, basically a handful of times she's been on throughout the years that we've had her. And number one, I don't know if she knew what she was doing. Or if what she did was by accident, or if Eric and I are just pervs, or all of the above.
I think you guys misread that. I don't know what she was saying. I don't think she even realized.
I think
she was just being goofy. She was trying to, I don't think she even thought about what she was saying.
The more I think about it, the more you're right. Also, I don't know how much got over the air. Since
you were dumping, but it was enough for a couple listeners to be titillated by, right?
Yeah. People kind of were piecing stuff together. Listeners were titillated. I think you're right in that she was just, you know what I mean? She was just trying to keep up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was in the Thunderdome and she was just trying to keep up. And so she was trying to be funny and
just threw a zing out there without really thinking.
She threw it out there and. And, you know, English isn't her first language, so it maybe just got misinterpreted. But basically what she said was, Drabby, you want to take that one?
Well, they were talking about eating guinea pigs, and the reason why we brought Patricia in is because we've seen on her Instagram before, so they go out in different restaurants and stuff. She was eating a guinea pig.
Yeah.
And it was a story on the Junkies about how there's a restaurant in New York City that's get all the rage.
And it's a delicacy.
It's a delicacy. And the only person we've ever known to see eat guinea pig is Patricia. So I ran down the hallway, told her we wanted to talk about that. And then the Junkies were, the caller was right. Patricia's got a very sexy voice.
She's
kind of flirtatious. And she puts out a vibe. And the Junkies just.
She puts out a sultry Latina vibe.
Yeah. And the Junks got no riz. And it was hard for them to keep up with her.
I think the guys were at a crossroad. They didn't know how to act. You know what I mean? Because it's a coworker. I think that if Patricia were just some lady off the street, all right, that had eaten guinea pigs before, I think they would have went there with her. But since Patricia is a coworker and you have to see her every day, and if you went down that road to try and riz her in studio... and kind of press on what she said,
don't let her get away with that.
What do you mean get away with that?
I don't think they know how to talk to Latino women.
Tell me how you talk to Latino women.
You need a little bit of machismo and confidence. All right.
Okay. All right.
Smile.
Give me an example here.
I don't know, but you got to play. It's a game of ping pong, Valdez. You got to send it right back to them. They like for the man to be in control.
Okay. The man has the upper hand.
There are these guys who are stuttering Johns over here. And she's making sexy comments about eating her boyfriend. And God knows what that meant. Nobody knows what that meant, but it was titillating. All right.
What did you think it meant as soon as you heard it?
I don't know.
Were you on the same page?
Maybe those guys are prudes. I honestly was thinking Jeffrey Dahmer. I don't know I didn't know what that meant.
Now, let's be honest. When Eric says, I thought it was cannibalism, there's no way. And you're just trying to not say it.
Well, I don't even, what are you inferring or implying, which one it is, that she was saying, that she was eating her boyfriend's
I'm thinking about Caesar salads.
Nobody does that.
She might.
I mean, the people do, but she wouldn't say that on. That's. I don't think that's what she was saying.
When you say you
eat, maybe she's nibbling on her, like his arm.
All
or something.
Right. When you say you eat a person, I've never heard anyone say that.
Nobody says it.
What do you mean? If someone says I want to eat you, what do you think they're saying?
Well. I guess if you say that to a girl, that has a different, like, you're talking than to a guy.
What if Sarah comes up to you and says, Matt, I want to eat you? What do you think she's saying?
Honestly, I would think she'd be like one of those old, like, I just want to eat you up. Like that. You know what I mean? Like that. Yeah, like that. Like an innocent flirt.
Don't make me out.
Gray area.
Don't make me out.
You're so cute. I just want to eat you up.
Like a baby dog.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
No, you're not. I mean.
It was definitely not thinking about her. Like.
Spreading cheeks.
Yeah. You guys are disgusting.
What do you mean we're disgusting?
She wasn't thinking that either.
I am not. Stop trying to put me on this island, by the way.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Okay, me either. No. I mean, I know there's guys that like that. I would, if you have a box of 1,000 things you want done to you.
It is not at the top of the list.
1,000 things, it's 999. There's one thing below it that but other than that, it involves the same area. Yeah. Those are the bottom two.
Rhyme with cat.
No. It's Simon Pegg.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. BMI fan.
Yeah.
All right. Actually, there might be a handful that are at the, bottom of that list.
Okay, yeah. Scat's in the bottom.
Okay. But all right, talk about. Who had the worst riz out of the guys, out of the three guys?
I'm most disappointed in JP. He's the Latin guy.
He's the Latin lover.
He should be able to keep pace with her, interpret a little bit, you know, get her going, send us speaking the same vibes. I mean,
why
he was silent.
I know. I wanted Eric to say what everyone was thinking. I'm disappointed.
You mean what him and you were thinking?
As soon as she said that, Eric and I locked eyes from behind the glass, and we were on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
And I was praying for him to ask what happened to Eric writing down what we thought she was saying, and then showing it to her.
Oh, he should have done that. Yeah,
he didn't. He wrote it down, but he didn't show it to her.
I know.
Let me ask you a question. Did you
he locked up?
Did you before we had her in for the second time?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you go up to her and tell her, hey, we thought you're talking about
here's what I said. Cheeks. I went in the first time I went in there, it was just Patricia. 2 hours later, an hour later, whenever I went in there again, it was Patricia with her headphones on, getting ready to like turn on her microphone.
Uh-huh.
Chepe and their program director, Candy, like all in the studio having like a meeting. I don't know. It was weird. And so I go, hey, Patricia, did you guys want to talk to you in studio, clear something up about some whether or not you were being flirtatious.
Okay, that's
on
okay.
The air.
All right, good. Because you shouldn't have said like vulgar or anything. Okay.
No, I said flirtatious. And so, and then she was like, huh? Explain. And I go, just come over when you're done. I didn't want to say that in front of her, their PD.
Right, that's smart.
Yeah.
Did you flat out say, hey, the guys thought you were talking about.
Yeah, then I did.
Okay, and then what?
I said the guys want to figure out kind of like what you meant when you were saying you ate your boyfriend. Or something. And then she was like, what? I didn't say that. I'm like, yeah, you did. Remember you said eggs? And they go to the end.
My ex.
Eggs, your ex. You want to eat them? And she goes, oh, yeah. And then she said the same thing. Just gray area. Like, all right.
Well, this is why.
She said or like no, a little bit.
This right? is why I know she was being kinky. For lack of a better word.
All right.
It's because everyone's focused on the ex, but mm-hmm. she repeated it when she said she wants to eat Bad Bunny.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the Bad Bunny part, yeah.
Right? Because she was playing it off as, like, her ex is disgusting, right? Just like eating guinea pig is disgusting. Yeah. Gray area, she's trying to make a funny.
Right.
But when she went back to the well.
And said, I want to eat Bad Bunny.
And when she said, I want to eat Bad Bunny, that's when my light bulb went off.
I don't know. It was a little titillating. We should have her back in studio some more.
Yeah, she got a rise out of our listeners. That what was his name? Steve in Ocean City?
Yeah, I mean, calm down, Steve.
I mean, he was. I think he put a subwoofer down and did a private honest, part.
A little unbecoming of a public safety officer, wasn't it?
You know what? I got the impression is that he would let women solicit him to get out of a ticket.
I think so too. That's exactly right. What I was thinking. Actually,
like this guy, this guy's kind of, gray area. What kind of shenanigans
is this guy bent to do? You know,
this guy's taking drug money's paper clip.
I've seen those shoplifting porno videos.
The stop loss prevention. Go look up shoplifter, but with a Y.
Hey Valdez. I know it's a little bit shorter episode today, so we got to wrap it up because we got all kinds of Commander stuff going on. But maybe next week we can talk about Denzel's retirement some more.
Yeah, we wouldn't give it justice right now. I saw RG3 do his like Mount Rushmore of Denzel movies.
Oh, did he?
I saw that. It was kind of controversial. And I was a little disappointed. The guys didn't have that much. I thought they were going to go into a whole wormhole.
Breakdown, film by film.
Yes.
Best line.
Yeah. Why this is, what's your best Denzel line?
Yeah. No. We thought wrong.
Drab's, I know Drab's favorite Denzel movie.
What's that?
Philadelphia.
No, it's not Philadelphia. I wish you had more time. Man on Fire. Silly. Prime Denzel. Bad cop movies. All right, guys. We'll talk more about that next week. Everybody enjoy the Commanders game tonight.
Yep.
And we will see you back on the Junkies.
See ya.
Later.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.